American State Trials, 1918, Volume X. Leo Frank. Document, page 58. Here is the translated text as follows. X. American State Trials. We did not want them to see it. He then said he was very glad. He afterwards told me he had been expecting it. He seemed to go willingly. He could not do otherwise very well. A man had hold of each arm. He made no refusal to come willingly, except, as I said before, he refused to have the handcuffs put on in the room. When we got down to the handcar, I did put the handcuffs on him. I told him I never traveled in custody of a prisoner unless he was well secured, and he was my prisoner. He then held up his hands, and I put them on him. In Philadelphia, he told me he knew we were after him. I did not consult any lawyer at Dover. I saw Mr. Wentz as soon as I got there. I don't know of Worrell's giving out clothes for washing in Dover having Gordon's name on them. He said they were Gordon's saddlebags. At the same time, I asked him whose cloak that was left at Vincennes. He said that cloak would tell the tale, or something of the kind, and then asked me if there was any blood on it. He soon became very much affected and began to cry about his parents. He said the cloak belonged to the other man. I don't know what has become of the cloak. I was at Mr. Gould's tavern at Vincennes. Father and son were there. I think Worrell had two coats on. It was very cold, and I got two coats from the men on the handcar to cover him. He cried a good deal in Philadelphia, where several policemen came in. Sometimes he chatted with them. He was always affected about his parents. Otherwise, he seemed cheerful. At Terre Haute, Mr. Wentz and Worrell were handcuffed together while sleeping. I saw no more sudden depression of his spirits than persons in his situation would ordinarily exhibit. I think there was a daguerreotype amongst his things. It was of a lady and given back to him by direction of Mr. Sturgeon. There was also a daguerreotype case found in his trunk. These articles I show here were found in the possession of Worrell. One military pants, one portmoney, one powder flask, one bullet mold, one daguerreotype case. Empty. The portmoney contains Mr. Gould's receipt for 4 days' board at Vincennes, a $1 bill, the Baltimore tailor's card, two round bullets, two or three rings, a small key, two breast pins, and a lock of hair. At the time, he said the saddlebags and watch were Gordon's. I don't think I asked him if he killed Gordon. When at Smyrna, someone asked him there whether it was he that killed him, and Worrell said that the other man was a mason and odd fellow, and he was not. That was the reason he did not speak about it. Mr. Wright's opening speech, January 24th. Mr. Wright. It becomes my duty now, gentlemen, in conformity with the practice of this court, to open to your consideration some propositions of law and fact arising out of